This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. So, you know, as I like to do each and every time, to see what the odds and chances are of how things change after you get a win, whether it's in baseball or whether it's in football or hockey or NBA. Tankathon used to be my favorite website of all time.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tankathon. So
occupied many hours of the show.
Playoffstatus.com now reflects the fact that the Browns have, of their best possibility, they have a, let me see this again. I thought I read it as a 2% chance. Now, yes, that's correct. A 2% chance for the number 7 wild card position. What did you say out of 160 some teams that have started off the season the way we have, only two have ever made the playoffs?
It was two of 186.
Oh, 186. So you're saying it's worse.
And then I think that was, there were three. The last information I found on it was 2 years ago, for two seasons ago. And there were three teams that had a chance in the 2022 season going into the last week. Steelers were one of them. And I don't think any of them did it. So I think it's just two of 189 teams that started 2-6 have made the playoffs.
It's super interesting to look at all these teams that are on the other side of 90% chance of not making the playoffs. Over 90% chance. Dolphins, Browns, Jags, Jets, Patriots, Raiders, Titans. That to me is, it's pretty incredible if you think about it, because you only, that means that seriously, if you look at it right now, there's an 80% chance the Bengals don't make the playoffs. So the only team that's kind of really, you know, we're going into week 9, that the Colts are at 43%, and they're just on the outside looking in with the Chargers, who are ahead and would be in with a 32% chance of making the playoffs. I find it fascinating that if any of these teams are going to make the playoffs, even at 3-5, you're talking about only an 80% chance of making it in the way Cincinnati is. So my question for you then, Mr. Phelps, is...
Yes, sir.
The fact that they won the way they won the other day, does that change what the front office should do as we approach November 5th and the big day in this country? And we all know that better as the NFL trade deadline.
I'm hard-pressed to think that one win to make you 2-6 has any impact on what they should do at the trade deadline. Do you?
It hasn't changed. This is really bad, because this is just total Clevelander in me. I feel a lot better about their opportunities to win games now than I did before. I wish, like, if Pittsburgh would have lost last night, I'd feel better. If they were 5-3, and that you crunch up the AFC North a little bit more, that would have made me feel better, knowing that the Browns were the only team that picked up a game in the entire division. Like, I still wonder about, you know, what the is their route. Better off with a wild card or trying to win the division, their odds of winning the division are less than 1%. So they have a better shot at the wild card right now than they do. But I think that all changes too, knowing that you still have the entire AFC North and the Steelers twice down the road. I am less inclined to start making deals. And I thought...
What? Because you're thinking playoffs?
I want to get to the bye week, and I kind of want to assess where we're at. I mean, I'm looking at a screen that tells me, you're an idiot. Why would you even think about not trading everybody who's on a one-year deal right now to bring in draft picks to try to be better down the road? But for some reason, I got this renewed energy on Sunday based on the way that they played. They beat the Ravens, a team that, you know, that we all think are going to the playoffs and have a good shot to still win the AFC North at 5-3. Just a game behind the Steelers, and we know that all these other teams in the AFC North have to play each other. I don't know. I have weird delusions that maybe they can go on a winning streak here up until Kansas City. That would also mean beating the Steelers in that realm there too. So I want to believe. I don't know. Is that
well?
Is that
of course
wrong?
You want to believe, but I think we need to be realistic about it. And I'm not crazy about the idea of trading guys. Okay, I honestly think this team had a terrible stretch. The offense was just god-awful, and the offense looks better. I think the last game was a little more indicative of actually the talent on this team. And the unfortunate part of that is, Andy, you're 2-6. You know, if I'm not asking for anybody to get injured, if there had been a change at quarterback earlier and you won a couple of games, then you don't move anybody. But let me throw this at you. DeJuan Jones played left tackle. Right?
Right. He looked good. I thought he looked good.
I personally think he's the long-term guy there. We'll see if that can be the case. You going to trade Jed Wills? Is that an extra guy?
Before you say, are you going to trade him?
I know.
The bigger question is, who wants him?
Well, Andy, he's an offensive lineman, and he's not bad. In fact, I think Jed could have a fine career. But you thinking about trading him? Remember, he played right tackle in college. Maybe, would you trade Jack Conklin and put Jed Wills at right tackle? I don't know. Elijah Moore, Quentin Jefferson, Jameis Winston.
That's the one I think that we should talk about. If Winston looks good again this week, now where's his draft stock?
Nick Chubb?
Where is he? Please don't get rid of
these guys. Are all right now. They're all up at the end of this year, and if you're up at the end of this year, like Deontay Foreman, if somebody wanted Deontay Foreman,
sure,
for a sixth, for a fifth, and you're not going to get a fifth. I hate trading away good football players for sixth and seventh round draft choices, or we'll give you this guy and a seventh, and you give us a sixth. I mean, come on. All that does is hurt your football team, unless your football team stinks. Okay, so you moved up 30 spots in a draft and you gave up a good football player. To me, that doesn't do any good. But those are the types of trades that we see all the time in the NFL. I don't want to see those kind of trades. If you really think somebody could get you a third, maybe a fourth round pick, and you don't think they're coming back, and you don't have plans for them to come back, I'd be open to it. I just like the idea of this. I like this idea more. Okay, this season didn't work. It went south in a hurry. Chances of us making the playoffs are slim. But let's keep these guys together. If we think they have a chance to be on the team next year, even if they're a free agent at the end of this year, I don't want to trade them.
Yeah, I don't want to trade them either. I kind of feel like I feel this wheel of regret is what I feel. Like
over six losses.
Well, let's
can't
just
do anything about that.
Let's just say they would have switched earlier in the Bengals game and would have had a plan of attack with, instead of going with DTR as the backup, if they would have changed their mind before that and gone with Jameis,
maybe you win that game.
Yeah, and then now you're 3-5, and that kind of, I mean, at least you're alive.
Maybe
3-5.
But Andy,
that's an 8% chance.
But that's an assumption. You know,
there were too many games that were too close this year that make me want to go back and say, why did they? Why are we? We are absolutely just stuck in quicksand on the Deshaun Watson deal. Like, it just can't get anywhere, and it's just like running on a treadmill. Okay. Let's see what he's got. I still can't get that piece of cheese. Right. Can't get it. And then he gets hurt again after not being able to play. The contract is just, it is this gigantic dark cloud over the franchise.
Yeah.
It is a gigantic dark cloud over the franchise.
Stunning development right there.
No, but the part of it is the reality that you might be giving away good football players that could help you down the road that may want to re-sign at the end of the year.
And if you give them away, the chances of them re-signing diminish. Now, they don't go away, but, they diminish.
I bet if you walked in that locker room, for whatever it's worth, and you said, hey, we can go in one of two directions, they would all be like, okay, this is one game at a time. You're the ones that keep saying that, right? Isn't every game its own individual season?
That's what they keep saying.
So if you believe that, then you believe that there's a little bit of hope for this team. I don't know. Do you think that, we've talked about this for a while now about a fire sale for this team. Is that where they should be going? Is that the right direction? Or do you have renewed hope in the Browns right now? 216-474-0092. The counselor's on the line. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Jack.
Good morning, guys. I know I'm just an attorney, but I kind of know stuff. And
I've never heard it said better.
Wait, what kind of attorney again?
A good attorney.
Nice.
Okay.
One number, you never know.
I don't know that I've ever met an attorney that didn't think they were good.
Yeah.
So,
hi, I'm an attorney. I'm really not very good.
You should call somebody else. Last in my class, and you know, I lost every mock trial I ever had. That'd be a good way to go.
I actually answer phone calls, so I guess that's an aberration. But Speaking of aberrations,
so do we.
I'm hoping that Sunday was not an aberration. And here's what I think. I think that, and the dark cloud thing is absolutely correct, Andy. Once we signed Deshaun Watson, we were not America's team anymore. And I think that's been pervasive throughout the club. They haven't been playing well. Maybe it's because a lot of the players didn't really care for Deshaun being here. But be that as it may, and what's inexplicable is the Bengals game, why we started DTR. And I don't know how to even explain that, because we should have won that game. But be that as it may, do we have a chance to make the playoffs? Not really. But if we can go on a run, and I'm not saying we can, but if we do and we can get to 6-6, then we have something to talk about. Do we decimate the team at this point? No. I think we should, although the bye may be coming at a bad time for us, because if we're turning this season around, the bye is coming with a bad time, especially with the trade deadline coming. But
Jack, if you get to 5-7, it's not turn out the lights time. You know,
we can basically lose one more game. I mean, let's face it, we can lose one more game, possibly two. However, we have to play Baltimore the last game of the season in Baltimore. We have to play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. We have to play Kansas City, Miami. There's a lot of teams that we usually don't play well against, but let's just see what happens Sunday. Let's just see if the Browns really are so relieved and happy that Deshaun Watson is not playing for us, because he's done. I don't want next year coming in. Well, let's see what Deshaun has. We know what Deshaun has. He
has $74 million a year over the next 2 years. Unfortunately, I don't know how the front office doesn't look at it and say, okay, well, we got to pay this guy. Let's see what he's got. I'm aggravating a lot of people by saying that, because our eyes tell us one thing. I just can't. You want to talk about not being able to get around the dark cloud? I can't see a team paying a guy all that money and not giving him the opportunity to play. Even the problem was that he drove the truck off the road.
How many times are we going to give him the quote unquote opportunity? He's done. He's never going here. They should never play him again.
Jack, thank you. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Do you think it's reality? Answer that when we come back. 216-474-0092.